safe to say that Fatal Fury has always and will always be the little bro to Street Fighters. But that doesn't stop them, as far as Street Fighters, from giving a helping hand, as once again, Ken is set to be in Fatal Fury as a playable character soon in this year. And the reason why I say soon is because I don't think they give an actual release date. Let me see. Yeah, they just say summer of 2025, which is very vague, right? Yeah, see, the only actual date we have is June 24th, 2025 for Andy Bogard. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because I'm bringing it up as I'm talking about it. But as far as Street Fighter Ken, summer 2025. Street Fighter Chun-Li, winter of 2025. So, ultimately, wait, is that Mr. Big? What in the world? Pause.
You guys... See, that's the problem.
Anyways, so they didn't give us an actual release date, but safe to say that Ken will be coming out soon. And of course, this is one of the many crossovers that Street Fighter and Fatal Fury has had in the past, which leads me to believe that Street Fighter definitely does not see them as a threat as far as, you know, giving them a helping hand. Because at the end of the day, if they're buddy-buddy, and ultimately, maybe they could take some attention away from Tekken or away from Mortal Kombat, then it helps each company, right? So as far as them teaming up, as far as Ken being on Street Fighter, I think it definitely makes sense. Because of course, when it comes to this game, I'm not gonna lie to you, I've never understood why people would play Fatal Fury over Street Fighter. Like, it just seems so similar that it's like, why not just play Street Fighter, right? Like, I mean, as far as Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, you could tell why people maybe would prefer Street Fighter over Mortal Kombat. Maybe people don't want to see people getting their head sliced open 24/7. As far as Street Fighter and Tekken, maybe people ain't trying to be bounced off the walls time and time again as far as in an online match, you know? I mean, pause.
You guys.
But you get what I'm saying. As far as the wall bouncing and things of that nature, Tekken has a lot of 3D animations as far as the arena that, you know, leads to a lot of wall bouncing. And now you see your character getting bounced up and down and getting messed up. All right, you get the point. So when it comes to the games, there's a huge discrepancy as far as Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and Tekken. Even Killer Instinct. I would say Killer Instinct is very unique in the way that they execute combos and the way that you can continue the combo or break the combo if you're advanced enough. Because the mechanics in Killer Instinct, you start a combo and it can last for like the whole health bar. I mean, seemingly. But ultimately, if you advance, then you already know that if you counter their inputs, you could break that combo easily. And then now you have your own combo because it leaves them open. So there's like unique things in all of these major fighting games to where I pose the question once more, what is the biggest difference between Fatal Fury and Street Fighter? They all look the same to me. Even these DLC characters right here, they all look like they could be in Street Fighter. Now, maybe that's me being ignorant. Maybe Fatal Fury came before Street Fighter. And if they did, you know, hey, maybe it's a PUBG and Fortnite effect where Fortnite just completely popularized the premise so much that we forgot about the previous. But ultimately, I'm going to say that I don't understand what Fatal Fury does and what is their enticing factor to bring them away from Street Fighter or any of these other fighting games. So with that being said, let's get into the actual trailer for Ken. And of course, this is one of the many upcoming Street Fighter and Fatal Fury collabs. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because of course we're about to get into Fatal Fury and the reveal of the Street Fighter Ken character.
So Ken, fire still burns, I hope.
What?
You bet. Extra hot, just like we said.
Wait, I do remember. I think they had Terry in Street Fighter. I believe that Terry's in Street Fighter, but maybe I'm tripping. Because Terry is from Fatal Fury, right? Terry, Fatal Fury, let me see. Yeah, Terry Bogard. So I believe I saw him in Street Fighter. Actually, let me look that up right now. Because I was like, hold up. I noticed that character. Let me see. Terry Street Fighter 6. Oh, yeah. Here he is. He's right here. As you can see, Street Fighter 6 Terry gameplay happened 10 months ago. So, yeah, they already had them in there. So I guess it's, you know, I guess it's like you scratch my back, I scratch yours type beat. But, you know, as far as a trade, I ain't gonna lie, if I was Adam Silver, I'm definitely vetoing this trade. Because you're telling me we get Terry and you get Chun-Li and Ken? That's what I'm saying. Maybe they noticed they're not as much competition. So they was like, let's just give them a helping hand since they're open to collabing with us. Because I don't know if we'll ever see a Mortal Kombat Street Fighter collab, like an official collab. So anyways.
Whatever. But don't say I didn't warn you.
That man putting hands, feet, and elbows on them. Yo, three up coasts in a row is just so disrespectful.
No disrespect, but you don't got a chance.
Yeah, he gave them straight hands. That was unfortunate. Oh, and then you got the classic outfit. That's cool.
Fatal Fury. City of the Wolves.
All right, well, I mean, you know, hey, that's gameplay. And it looks pretty solid. I'm not going to lie to you. So as you see, it's actually coming to the PS4, so shout out to the primates out there that's still playing a retro console. Really, a fossil console at this point. What, it's been like 15 years? I mean, goodness. Anyways. And then there's the official Season Pass 1 list, which, you know, it's not really a list, because there's no release date. I mean, I guess you know what the characters are, but when are they coming? Like, goodness, like, these are so spread out. But anyways, so I did some research, you know what I'm saying? Fatal Fury did not come out before Street Fighter. The original Street Fighter was released by Capcom in 1987. Fatal Fury King of Fighters debuted in 1991. So I don't know how they came after and didn't like improve upon it. You know what I'm saying? If you're a successor and you make Fatal Fury, wouldn't you think they'll be, you know, have more unique mechanics? I even looked up the mechanics. They didn't really say anything. It was like, oh, faster pace, mobility. I'm like, okay. Varied character designs. Obviously not all of these look like people that could be in Street Fighter. Well, I mean, obviously excluding Ken and Chun-Li. Legacy innovation. Yeah, I don't really see why people would play Fatal Fury over other fighting games, but that's probably why people aren't playing the game. Like, literally, people are not playing Fatal Fury. Yeah, you know, I think they're struggling right now when it comes to sales. But ultimately, hopefully this helps them out as far as having not only Ken, but also Chun-Li. And yeah. So with that being said, Ken is coming to Fatal Fury. Do we know when? Of course not. They gave us a broad summer of 2025. That could be whenever. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Fatal Fury Season 1 Pass 1 DLC characters? And what do you think specifically about Street Fighter Ken and Chun-Li coming to Fatal Fury?
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.